fourth set of Peah, Mishnah Yud. Till now we were discussing primarily the halacha of Peah. Now we're starting with another one of the Matas Aniyim called Leket. And the Mishnah explains to us what is this Leket. Ezu Leket, Hanoisha B'Shatak Tzila. Something that falls out of his hand at the time that he is harvesting. So we will see more conditions of this, but the general idea of Leket is something that falls out of his hand at the time of the harvesting. He has to leave on the ground for the Aniyim to take. He was in the process of harvesting. Kota moli yodr. He harvested a handful. The old fashioned way of harvesting would be one would take a handful of grain in his hand and then take a sickle and chop it off. So he had a handful of these grain in his hand. So tolash moli kumsa. It wasn't something he was harvesting with a cleat, something was uprooting, but he filled up his hand with whatever he was uprooting or ripping off. He called coats the north from the yodel oris, and then as he was doing it, his hand got pushed into a thorn, and from the pain of the puncture of the thorn, he dropped everything that was in his hand. Harei shuvala bayis. This remains for the owner of the field. This is not leket. In other words, leket says leket ketzircha. It has to be that it falls in the process of your harvesting. But here, it fell because of some outside pain that he got from the thorn. That is not included in the field of leket. If he has a handful of kozus and then somehow he drops some of this, then that is leket and goes to aniyim. As he was harvesting or picking something, his hand, the back of his hand, pushed into something else and caused it to fall, that produce to fall to the ground. Since it was not it was not part of his act of tefila, it was just something that happened as he was encouraged to inadvertently push something to the ground. That is not leket, and the Baal Bayis can pick it up. Roisha yad roisha magel. The person had a handful, and there were some grains that were all the way at the his hand was full, and the tips of his fingers, which is the end of the iri which he was holding, or he gathered together a bunch of grain in the sickle. Sickles were made in a way that he could gather some grain if he could get caught in the blade of the sickle, and there was also something at the end of the sickle. Here it's not like it. He says it's also part of leket that falls down as a result of the ksir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, because he picked too much, so this is really not part of the ksir, and that's why it fell down.